They were not respected people. Whosoever saw the publican or who saw the people who are collecting taxes, they are really afraid of them. Nobody would like to share or would like to say or would like to sit down with somebody who is a publican, because they were not really people who were recommended to be or to have a company with the other people. So Zacchaeus, he heard about Jesus Christ, as we have done, you know, as we are here today. We are here because we want to see Jesus Christ. Nobody came from his house or her house and come to this particular meeting for anything else. We are here because we want to see Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. And because we want to see Jesus, Zacchaeus was having a very hard time because he was very short, and he could not be able to see Jesus because he was very short, and these people were huge, very tall, and some of them were big people, but Zacchaeus was a small person among those big, big, big people in that crowd in Jericho. So what he did when he was trying to see Jesus, he decided it's better for me to do something. He has heard that Jesus is performing many miracles. You know, when you read the Bible, I think it's better for us to understand that there was a time that Jesus was here. He was here, and if you read from the book of John, you can be able to see that Jesus was here, and he stayed with the other people 3 years. Jesus was going around Jericho and go all the way to Galilee and go all the way to Jerusalem, and he was just going everywhere. If you want to know that, you can be able to see that one time Jesus met with Nicodemus, and it was face to face with Jesus. That is not a story. In the book of 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 19, verses 16, the Bible says, "We did not follow the cunningly stories of men, but what we are telling you is true, because we were with Jesus and we were working with him. Whenever he goes, whether he performed miracles, when he was going on the water, when he was feeding many thousands of people, Jesus was there." Amen. And my brother, the same Jesus who was with Nicodemus is the same Jesus who came in the city of Jericho. He was alive. And Zacchaeus saw him, and he heard him, and he wanted to check, of course, he wanted to make sure that he understand what kind of person is Jesus Christ. The Bible here, it says that this man, he was looking forward that he can be able to see Jesus Christ and have a meeting with Jesus Christ. And what happened is this. When he was trying to do that, and then he found that he could not be able to see Jesus, then he decided something else. He said, "I'm going to go ahead and learn." He just learned ahead. And then he went and climbed on the sycamore tree. And sitting there, waiting to see Jesus, his intention was, he has two ideas. He wants to see Jesus who is performing miracle. And he wants to see Jesus, and he wants to know who is this Jesus. Amazing is that when Zacchaeus was trying to do all these things, he could not be able to do anything else unless he just act like a small boy and go and climb on the tree. And then he was looking down on the highway where Jesus was coming through. And while Jesus got under the tree, he looked up. Zacchaeus did not even know that Jesus knew him. Zacchaeus did not even know that Jesus knew him by his name. So he looked up, Jesus looked up, and he said to Zacchaeus, "Zacchaeus, come down, because today I must abide in your home." Friends, Zacchaeus could not be able to understand what is going on. He did not want to have Jesus at his home. He was only wanted to know two things. To see him, those Jesus who performed the miracle. Two, to know who is this Jesus. So he had a very good chance that Jesus now is calling him. And when he heard the voice of Jesus Christ, he came down so quickly. The Bible says that he just go down quickly. And when he was studying there, that was, he was not even saved by seeing Jesus face to face. Many times when we go to church, many times when we come to church like this one, we can hear the voice of Jesus Christ. We can listen to whatever the Lord is talking with us and telling us. We can feel even the touching of the Holy Spirit of God. But there is something very, very important here, that Zacchaeus himself, even though that he was standing face to face with Jesus Christ, knowing many things about Jesus Christ, he was not saved. Something happened. Because Zacchaeus wanted very much to know who is this Jesus. When Jesus asked him to come down, Zacchaeus came down, and the Bible says he received Jesus Christ with joy. Praise the Lord. Amen. That was the time that this man called Zacchaeus, things began to change. He received him. He accepted Jesus Christ. Not only in his house, but he accepted him, received him in his life, received him in his heart. And by receiving Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Bible says, as many as received him, he gave them power to become the children of God. Amen. Zacchaeus automatically, just that moment, he became the child of God. I did not know all these things, but when I was just going through my Bible and reading it again and again, I came to realize that me as Kinyanjui, what I really need to do is to welcome Jesus Christ with joy and accept him as my personal Savior. There was a big problem in those days, because when I was saved, it was the time that the people who were saved in those days while returning all what they have been stolen. And I was walking in the forest. I was one of the thieves who was stealing so many timbers in the forest, selling them in my black market and whatever, and this and that and whatever. And I came to realize that if now I'm going to take Jesus, something is going to be happened. The Lord told me that if you are going to accept Jesus, if you have accepted me, and you are saved now, I'm going to take the control. And when Jesus took the control of my life, I began to confess my sin. I would like to say this, Pastor, that confessing our sin before the Lord, that is the main thing. That's the key. That's the door. To open the door that Jesus become the controller of everything in our heart, we must confess whatever is inside us. And Jesus himself, he entered in us. And then he cleared and whip everything which is out, kick everything out in our life. In those days when you are saying that you are saved, there was a lot of things to be done. Zacchaeus, being with Jesus, standing on the highway, Zacchaeus did not stop there. What Zacchaeus did, he said, all right, since you want to go to my house, I'm going to take you to my house. He organized a very big party, and he organized a party for Jesus Christ. So all the people of that small village, they were invited. All the publicans, everybody in the whole city, they come to see what has happened with Zacchaeus, because they were just really afraid of him because he was a wealthy man. Do you know when Zacchaeus accepted Jesus Christ and when Jesus got in his life? The first thing he confessed is that he was a thief. He began to talk with Jesus, and they just walked with Jesus, and he took Jesus. First, he just took Jesus to his home. The first one to know Jesus as a visitor is the wife of Zacchaeus. The Bible does not even told us where she was. But I can see that when Zacchaeus got in the house, the first thing he told Jesus is, "Lord, this is my wife." And then Zacchaeus told his wife, "My wife, this is Jesus. And I have accepted him. I have now accepted him. He is living in my heart." And then he began now to go back on the other things, because Jesus was like a mirror to see. Zacchaeus could be able to see himself in every corner of his life. And brothers, when Zacchaeus came to that point, he stood up before Jesus and he said, "Lord, half of my wealth I'll give to the poor." He knew very well that he was wealthy. He knew very well that he was a thief. And now he is conversing to Jesus. Say, "Lord, even if I have taken anything by stealing, I'll pay 4 times. You know, many, many Christians today, they are not going very far. You can become a Christian. You can be a saved person. You can tell the people whatever you want to tell them. But if there are some things that you have not solved, you know, if you are not cleared, everything that you have been, the way you were before, and you have accepted Jesus Christ, you need later to change almost everything, every door, everything in your home to make sure that Jesus is controlling everything in your life. You can become church member on this church. You can be somebody, you know, everywhere you want to go. But the word of God says here, Zacchaeus, number one, what he did is that he looked to himself. He sat down in his heart. He came back to himself, and he remembered all things that he has been doing. When we were saved back in those days, when the revival came from Uganda and came across the Africa, that was the way that Jesus was saving us. We could pay whatever we have stolen. We could return whatever we have taken by force. We could do anything. And the first thing is to solve your problem and your family. A wife and husband, we must clear everything in that house until the children still have to see that everything in this house is completely changed because Jesus has taken place in our life. We are having big problem nowadays. We are having this problem in the churches. People are not tithing the way they ought to be tithing. People are not giving the way they ought to give. People are not even sharing whatever they can share. People are failing in many, many, many ways. And I'm going to tell you a very short story about somebody else. We had a man who was a witchcraft. He was a Luo man in Kenya. When the revival movement was just going and burning everywhere and many people were saved, and we continue, you know, praising God in Luganda. So some of these people got saved. They don't know what to do, but we had so many of this witchcraft who were saved. One of these men, he said, "Now I am saved. I'm a new person." And he was a well-known witchcraft. You know, somebody who was well-known by all the people in the district. If you want to kill your husband, you have to go to him, and he could give you poison. If you want to do this, he had many things. He was having all kind of funny things in his storage. And I remember one time when we had a baptism service, and as you know, we baptized the people. I baptized the people in the water. And one of these baptisms was about 120 people to be baptized in that one day. The man who was a witchcraft, he came and he found the pastor in the water. And he said, "Pastor, I remember something and I want you to give me permission. Let me just land to my house and then let me just come back because I really need to do something on this." The pastor was just in the water, very cold one. And then the man, he just landed and go to his house. 15 minutes, he came back. The main reason for this man to go back is to go and pick all things that he was using as a witchcraft. Put them in the sack. Some of them were school of human being, head of eyes, some part of the body of the human being, a sacred part, and whatever. He just go and gather snake, what poison, everything that he was using. And then here he come with a big bag on his back. And the pastor says, you know, he came and said, "Pastor, I have now got back and I want you to baptize me now." He entered in the water and he kneeled down. And the pastor says, "So and so, I want to baptize you in the name of the Son, of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And then he just slowly, he just take him all the way in the water. He dropped his bag, which was on his back, in the water. And when he came out in when he was raised up, he said, "Pastor, I am free today. I did that because I don't want to see the devil tomorrow coming to claim anything in my house." He was saved, and everything was changed, and he became a new person. Let me say this, my dear brothers and sisters. To become a Christian, it is something else. When Paul was talking with Corinthians, he said that all those who are in Christ Jesus are new creature. We must become new. We must change our mouth. We must change our culture. We must change from all kind of tribalism which we have passed through. We must become a new generation of God. The people who are filled by the Holy Spirit. The people who are controlled by the Holy Spirit. The people who do things the way God wants us to do. Sometimes you find the people are not very happy in their families. The argument between the husband and wife is there. The arguments between children and family and whatever is going on. I want to tell you, my brothers, we must pray, God, that he will help us. We need to change. We need to become, if the wife is the wife of pastor, she must be the wife of pastor. And make everything as a wife of pastor. Everybody in the church, we must be a new people. For new God. We know many gods, you know, long time. But now we have accepted Jesus Christ. And every person who is now entering in Jesus Christ, we must be changed and become a new person, a new people. Zacchaeus, he was changed. And what he did is that he did not even have left anything. If you read very carefully in the Bible, Zacchaeus was not ashamed to tell the people of the small town of Jericho that Jesus Christ has saved him. He invited them, and they, in the meeting, they were there, and Zacchaeus stand up and tell these people, "Here is Jesus who has told me all about my sin, and I have accepted him as my personal savior." You know, when the Bible says that I'm not ashamed, as Paul said, "I am not ashamed by the gospel of Jesus Christ because it's the power of God which bringeth salvation to all mankind. That's what we really need to be. Before I was saved, I did not know anything. I did not know even Bible myself. Let me tell you that when I started preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, I began to have some kind of visions and beginning and understanding. Now I can be able to tell you, I can speak with you in English, but I did not go to school for English. Because God has done so. Sometimes I just feel that it is not me who is now. Because I did not have anything that I can be able to help anybody. When I moved in Uganda as a missionary among the Karamoja people, the tallest people in Africa, the people who does not, all the boys, they don't wear anything. You are talking about the human being. But if you go to that people, you'll find that they have one suit. All the boys are the same suit. They have nothing. And when you invite them to come to church, they will come like this, and they will just full of this building. And you will hear some of them when you are preaching and when you are praying, he is asking his friend, "Hey, logone acha metataba. I need tobacco." And spiting everywhere. You know, they do all those kind of things. And, brothers, those people, they are naked. The women, they have something on the front, just very little. But we could not be even concerned about their nakedness. We were very concerned about their spiritual. These people, even though that they are just like that, they were very good. And they were, I don't know what I can be able to explain to you, my brothers and sisters. Do you know, in 10 years that I lived in Karamoja with my family and my children, we did not find one baby born outside of marriage. Can you imagine? Naked people. Everything is out. Nobody cares. When they came to know Jesus Christ, we began to go and bring some cloth and give them. Do you know that they could not agree to take our cloth? I give you a trousers, and then you just go outside there, and if you find somebody in the kiosk, and he get this mandazi, just little piece of bread, he just exchange bread of 10 cents with a trousers like this. He does not care about those dresses. Those who join the army, they go to army, and they just do one thing. When they come back to go to their villages, they'll have to take out all their cloth and hang them on the tree and go naked to their village. This is what has happened in those parts of the country. But when Jesus came and entered in the heart of those people, there was a great change. That today we know in that particular area and that particular district, we have about 450 churches. Wow. Which is going on, and the people are receiving Jesus Christ, and they are coming up with a big, big, big number to change the life of those people. And that's what I'm saying. When I came to know that myself, I asked the Lord to save me. He saved me. I paid back what I could be able to pay the owner of those people that I have taken things by cheating them. I changed all my way. I asked my wife, Mama Harriet, to forgive me. Although I came to know, because I know Jesus Christ, I just changed from what I used to be and become a new creature. Let me tell you, we are children of God. And I'm telling you because I know that we must be children of God. Wherever we go, we must be children of God. Amen. And if we become the children of God, we must listen to this book. When Jesus was here, he told Nicodemus, he said, Nicodemus, he said, you must be born again. Because unless you are born of God, unless you are born again, you will not enter in the kingdom of God. You will never even see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus himself, he was worried. He said, Jesus, we have come to know that you are from God. Because nobody can be able to do things that you are doing or can tell anything like what you are telling us unless he comes from God. And to become child of God is very easier, very simple. Because it's only to open your heart and say, Jesus, come in. I want you to come in and stay in me. By that time, Jesus was in the body of human being. And as you know very well, there are so many prophets in the whole world. These days, people are talking about Muhammad. What is Muhammad in the Bible? There is no verse in this book. There is no verse in this book. The whole thing has nothing to do with any other prophet except those people who were in the book of Old Testament. And you remember in Hebrews chapter 1, the Bible is very clear. The Lord, you know, the writer of the book of Hebrews, he said, the God who was talking with our fathers in many ways, who was speaking with us through the prophet, he is not going to speak with us anymore with a prophet. He is now speaking with us through his own son, Jesus Christ. So if you know Jesus Christ, you know somebody else. If you have accepted Jesus Christ, you have accepted everything according to what I read in this book. So when Jesus came, he tried to go very near with these people that perhaps they can be able to understand who is Jesus. And that's what Zacchaeus was looking for. I want to see him. I want to hear what he is talking about. I want to know for sure who is this Jesus. Nicodemus realized about Jesus. And if you can remember, Pastor, Nicodemus was not, he could not be seen anywhere until the day of crucifixion, the day that Jesus was crucified on the cross. That's the time we hear that Nicodemus came just only to take the body of Jesus Christ with the Arimathea and put it in the grave. Now, we are so blessed because the same Jesus was with Zacchaeus. The same Jesus who was with Nicodemus. The same Jesus who was together with the people at the funeral of Lazarus. The same Jesus who was with the man who was sick for 38 years. Lying down 38 years. You know, sometimes when I was thinking about that man who was in Jerusalem, lying there for 38 years, if you could be able to look at that man and look to Jesus Christ, even the day that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Jesus was born in Jerusalem, that man was just lying down there. Wow. Yes, 38 years. And Jesus was how many years? 33. So you can be able to see that, you know, the old man was dying down there. He could not be able to get anything. And he was expecting to see some kind of miracle happen that he is going to be healed. He waited there until the time that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord who was sending angel to come to that particular Solomon porch and stir the water. He came and he asked this man, do you want to get well? And the man answered, he said, Lord, I don't have anybody to take me there. When I try to move myself, when the angel come, somebody has already gone there. Do you want to get well? And Jesus said to this man, take your bed and go home. Friends, that is the kind of Jesus we have. When he was here in human being, he tried to do mighty and everything that he could be able to do to make sure that we can be able to understand that he was a human, he was not a human being. But the people did not understand that. If you look at that particular moment, until the day that Jesus was crucified on the cross, the women, they were just washing and they were just following Jesus until they went all the way even to the cross. Even when Jesus was just dying, they were there. And then the following 3 days, then the women were just down there. When the earthquake came in Jerusalem and all the country was dark, these people, they could be able to see that. And the guard who was guarding crucifixion, one of the in charge of that, he said, truly, this man was not a human being. He was the Son of God. Brothers, let me tell you, we as a Christians, we must know and understand that we are dealing with God and a truly God. And that's why Peter and John, they have told us in their letters, saying, listen, my friends, we did not tell you the stories. We tell you the truth that Jesus Christ was the Son of living God. Amen. Today we are struggling because devil, he is so clever. America, we have very clever people here. America, they have already been to the moon. The other day I was in Houston when they told me that one of the shutter has come back from the moon. In this country, they have, you know, this country and some other countries, they have done a lot of science. But no one pastor, no one who can tell you how old is the devil. The devil is very old. The devil is not your age. And when you know that, you must be prepared yourself to take truly Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Because the Bible is very clear there. When Jesus was talking with his disciple, when he was here, he said, listen, worry not, believe in God and believe in me. And he said, if you believe in me and believe in God, everything is going to be all right. You see? And he said, don't worry of anything else. Believe in me. The problem that we are facing today, we have failed to repent our own sin. And that's why you see the devil is coming every morning to check up whether something is going on in one of his stations. He tried to say, you know, he tried to save some of this because he know your heart, he know what is there, and the Bible says we must be pure in the spirit. Because unless we are pure in the spirit, then God is not going to do anything with us. Because God is holy. And he needs some people who are holy that he can be able to use them. And that's why, my brothers, I can say this morning, we need to know who is Jesus. We need to let Jesus Christ become our Savior. We need to give him our everything, and he is going to take over, and he is going to do whatever we really need to do. When he met this old man of 38 years there, and the man took over his bed and began to walk, then it happened that the Jewish people were not very happy, as they were not very happy, even when Lazarus was raised. And you can be able to see in chapter 12 of John that they were trying to kill Lazarus because he was raised by Jesus Christ. And then you go on the other side. This man, they just found him. You know, Jesus found this man in the temple. And he talked with that man. And he said, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" He said, "Who is he that I will believe him?" And then finally, he believed in him, and the word of God is saying, "Go, don't try to commit another sin that you should not have any other big trouble than what you have of that 8 years lying down." So my brother, what I'm trying to say, I met Jesus Christ myself. I asked Jesus to come my Savior. He became my Savior. He has been going through with me all over the world. Wherever I go, I have been in Congo, I have been in Rwanda, Burundi, and all those countries, Tanzania. I have been in Europe, I have been many, many places in the world. But I can tell you, my brother, it is really a blessing for you people to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. When you know him and take him and give him all your life, let me tell you, when we are in Christ Jesus, we are children of God. And God, which we believe in, he is the owner of everything in this world. All the America, all the Africa, everywhere. You see? People does not even understand that God has already done what he needed to do to the people who believe in him. Because those who are of God, God is going to bless them. He is going to take care of everything. There's another thing that I would like to mention here. We as a Christians, we must be very careful with our children. I'm saying that because I can see some babies here. I can see some children there and there and there and there. We love the children. And it is good. But try to make sure that you are teaching your children this book. Don't hesitate. Don't let these children to go to a certain school where they were not, you know, they go to school, yes. But when they come home, remind them and tell them this book. Because we know very well, especially Africa, we are not, nobody can be able to tell us about God because we know him before the white people come to Africa. We know Jesus Christ. We know Ten Commandments, especially our people. They know that we had Ten Commandments. And we know where we came from. We know many things about the Jewish community. And we learn many things from the Hebrews. And that's what I'm saying. We must teach our children the word of God because they will be people. But if we leave them and let them go to everywhere they go, my brothers, we are going to be in trouble. The future of our nation, the future of this church, the future for everyone here, even the future of our pastor here, it is the children. Please, ma'am, try to teach the children. Don't try to eat food before you pray. Don't try to let these children do anything without prayer. Teach them the word of God. Teach them about Jesus Christ. I don't know whether you know that Islamic is coming in a very big way. They are now building madarasa everywhere in Africa. They are using all the oil money to buy rice, to buy milk, and feeding the children of Africa because they are very hungry. But when they are feeding them, they are teaching them the way of Islamic. Don't hide. Don't be even bothered. Tell the truth. There is nowhere in this book we know about Muhammad. Although the Quran itself is talking about Jesus born without husband. They believe that Jesus was born in a very special way. They believe that Jesus Christ is coming again and he is going to be the judge of all the human being, including yourself and all over the world. Jesus will sit down, he will be the judge, and he will judge all those people. We know it. Yes, Jesus will do that. But on the other hand, these people have rejected Jesus Christ. They have refused completely because they don't want to hear somebody called Jesus Christ. They want to hear somebody called Muhammad, that is the last prophet. No, there is no last prophet. Jesus Christ, the Son of living God, is the one who will come again, and he is going to take us home. And that's what the Bible says. Eh? He said that I'm going to go, and I will prepare everything for you. And I will have everything for you where you are going to be sitting. Even those who have been gone, we know for sure that they are there waiting for us, because that is what the Bible says, that the day will come when the trumpet of the Lord will be calling us, and then we will be lifted up, and all of us, Pastor, we will be lined up before Jesus Christ. He is ready for us. He has been waiting for us. He paid the price for us. And therefore, the only thing that we can be able to do is to accept him as our personal Savior. Don't waste your time. Take Jesus. Accept him. Confess your sin. Say sorry. Right, put things right. Zacchaeus could not be able to go anywhere until he got everything right. Zacchaeus was saved. His money was saved. His family was saved. Everything in the house of Zacchaeus was changed because he came to know that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And that's why Jesus, when he came to the last, when he was on the table, he said, Son of Man, he came to seek and to save which is lost. Jesus could not come this way unless we were lost. And he came because we cannot be able to save ourselves. There's no power to release us from the devil compound. As I told you, the devil is very, very old. He was in the Garden of Eden even when God was creating everything. And he was very jealous because he was not given any promotion or given any part of the world that he can be able to, to do anything. God did not even remember to give him anything in the ministry. But he left everything in the hands of Adam and said, Adam, you are going to be in charge of all this. And the devil was so bitter because God did not even remember to give him anything. Let me tell you, Jesus is alive. And he was alive even the day that he died on the cross. After 3 days in the tomb, you know for sure, and I want you to know that Jesus was changed. In the tomb, 3 days, the body of Jesus Christ was changed. He was not whole. He was not in the same body that he was born by that body, by Mary. It was changed completely and become God's body. And that's why Jesus could not even have to come through the door. You don't have to open door for him. When he was going to any meeting with his disciple, he just appeared, stand before them. And they could be able to see Jesus. And they said, no, they did not understand what has happened. But God changed him. And he was ready. Even when he was taken to heaven, He went there with a new body, and he still have that body, and that's what he wants me and you, to have a new body, that the day that we just go there, we will have a new body like the body of Jesus Christ. He loves you so much. And he is very concerned about that. And he said, I have defeated the world. So we don't have to worry, because Jesus, our Lord, is there. And I want to tell you, my brother, don't take this book as a stories of men. No, this is the word of God, and it's going to take us all the way, even to heaven. And one day we will meet Jesus Christ and the angel in heaven. May God bless you, and God be with you as you continue. Pastor, this is a good work, and I'm very proud of you. Don't forget, this is really a very good thing to be done in this part of the country. Although it is so many, over 20,000, 40,000 miles, but here we are in Jesus Christ, and we are talking about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. May God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Okay. Well, did you like that? How about at 85 years old? Wow. Praise the Lord. I pray to my Father that you give me, you know, those many years so that even at his age, I'll still be preaching the gospel. Amen. And I hope that is the prayer of everyone, every single one of us, that when I get to be 85, I'll still be strong. Did you like the way just scriptures just spontaneously come out of his mouth? My goodness, that is something. Thank you, Papa. We appreciate you. And thank you for the work that you've done, you know, in Kalamoja. That was really a good testimony that you gave us, you know, how about that area there. And I pray that many of us will be sent. I think Evangelist Hilda has been there before. But I didn't know that they never put clothes, you know, and, you know, like that. So thank you so much for the work that you've done. Also in my hometown, you have established, you know, the work of the ministry. And you are one man that we can look upon. And thank you so much for bringing us the word of God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you also for your patience. Now, we had some guests who came, and we have two people who want to speak something. Brother Miriti has a team from Kenya. I want to give them only 5 minutes to come and explain to us something they wanted to, you know, to inform the church briefly. And before we wind up, please, if you can come here, Brother Miriti and your wife, they called me and they requested that they would come, and I'll just give you 5 minutes. Please come and quickly explain what, you know, give us that information, and if it's information that maybe we can meet after the service. Amen? Hallelujah. Welcome, Brother Charles, to the microphone.
Praise God, church. Yes, my name is Charles Miriti, as the pastor has just said. Since I have 5 minutes, let's introduce my friend right here. This is a window of opportunity. You know, sometimes when back in Kenya, we belong here, but we also belong in Kenya. So if most of you understand how Equity came up and the Equity Bank is now leading in Kenya, this is another window of opportunity which is going to actually beat up Equity. And it has come in a way that is very stable. And this is the director here. He's the one in charge. And he is the voice of the company. So he's going to be able to explain, because we're going to have a meeting today to have him explain really what is the potential as Kenyans we can invest in banks back home as they come up, so that we are shareholders in the banks. And that propensity is going to be able to drive us so that we have the capacity to become millionaires like anybody else. So let them explain.
Thank you, Brother Meriti. Bona suwe sana. Praise be to God. Pastor, I appreciate. And I am glad to be here. Also happy to see our mzee here. We really honor you. God bless you. My name is John Kithaka. I want to say God is good. And I'm glad to be here. I don't want to take so much time. I want to say that I come from a group we call Fountain Enterprises Program, FEP, Fountain Enterprises Program, which is a club of men and women who believe that they have been called to have dominion. Somebody say dominion. Because we tell people that you can never have dominion if you are not influential. Neither can you influence anybody who has money than you. One as we sana. And God gave me this idea when I was a student at the university, that in my generation, we shall create the men and the women of influence. The men we see, the men we respect, must come from the house of God. Bwana asifiwe sana. And I'm here to tell you, men, I want you to be among the number. And God gave me this vision that by the year 2015, we shall have brethren, men who believe in the God we talk about, commanding the gates of influence in Kenya. And we say we want to have the biggest bank in our country, the biggest media station in our country, a chain of 7-star hotels, not 5-star, 7-star hotels. And we also want to have the best schools in that country. I know it is very hard to tell people some things can be done. The only thing I can tell you is that most of us understand, we hear people called billionaires, billionaires, billionaires. But the moment you understand what that figure means, a billion, when you understand that you can never become a billionaire by working hard, no matter how much salary you are paid, you can never become a billionaire. No matter whether you work 24 hours, you can never become a what? A billionaire. Billionaires are only those people God has given the grace to understand the secret. Somebody say a secret. And I want to tell you, until you understand the secret, those people came to know. And I want to thank God because I know it, and I want to tell you this is the way. And that's the only thing that will differentiate you from working like anybody else, doing things like anybody else. Because people say that the difference between ordinary people and extraordinary people, it is the extra. That was qualified to be extraordinary. And I want to say to me that extra is a secret. Because it's not the extra of working hand. And I want to say that with all humility, me, I know I'm an architect by profession. That's what I'm trained. But I thank God because I tell people that the way to go is to be the people commanding the gates of influence. We have a presentation in the afternoon. Brethren, just come. I discovered even if I become the best architect in Kenya, in East Africa, architects don't become billionaires. Doctors don't become billionaires. Engineers don't become billionaires. It is only those men, those women who understand and master the secret. We have the presentation in the evening at 6 on the dot for 1 hour at the hotel Holiday Inn. At Richardson, I think we've been given the address by Brother Meriti. And I want to tell you, it is an opportunity you can't afford to miss. I want to stop here by saying, me, I want to invite you. Please, come, and you shall never, ever be the same again. In the next 5 years, most of you will be in America by choice. Not out of necessity. By what? By choice. And I want to say that somebody saying that the meaning of the word poor, P-O-O-R, it is passing over opportunities repeatedly. Don't you allow this opportunity, brethren, to bypass you. I wish some of you can understand some little facts. That anybody who was part of Equity, anybody who put his 200,000 7 years ago in Equity, today is a billionaire. Hello? Today is a what? But when you see all the banks in Kenya, other than Equity, are owned by Muzungu. When you see all the media stations in Kenya, other than Citizen, are owned by Muzungu. When you see all the 5-star hotels in Kenya, are owned by Muzungu. All the money-minting investments are owned by Muzungu. We are only challenging you one thing, that you guys can we think as Wazungu in Kenya? We stop thinking like Kenyans in Kenya. God bless you.
Wow, so you're going to pass over that information and we'll get the address, you know, for the Holiday Inn. Okay. All right. So we don't want to be passing opportunities over repeatedly. Praise be to God. Evangelist Hilda, you had something to say? Okay, real quick, and then we can conclude.
Praise the Lord, church. That was powerful, Papa. That was good. And me, I'll go straight to the point. I thank you all for being there for Mercy Ministry Outreach. And I want to inform you that all the ladies, we are having a program of winning ladies to Christ. And this Saturday, 26th, we're going to be having ladies meeting here in this church. But I talked to Pastor Tony, they will know which is which because also they have partners. Is it partners? Marriage couple. Even you don't know because the wife is just back home. So this ladies meeting, don't miss. We'll start at 4 o'clock. And I thank Sister Charity. She was the first person to support the women, winning women program without knowing. And what we are doing, it's more, not more preaching, it's more talk to talk. Because there are some marriages which are not working and we are still Christian. There are some people who are going through hard time and they are still Christian. There are people who are committing suicide after the church. So there is somewhere, somehow, something going wrong somewhere. And I was praying to God and God gave me this vision about we're going to start with women. Ladies, singles, keeping on waiting upon the Lord and see like giving up because maybe they are praying for husbands and they are not coming. This is a good program for you. And also, there are some people here, they have green card, they are not working. We have somebody who work with a charity organization. She will be with us to tell us how you can be helped to be, even your bills to be paid and you're not working. But when we sit just there, we don't know what go on in this country. But that lady, she has been helping lot of people. That is one area we're going to deal with. There is another area, and Pastor Monene and Waremwe knows about it. We have a doctor who will be with us that Saturday. This doctor deals with your spinal cord. Why do you serve in your body? Because maybe you have a blood pressure, but when you go to doctor, he deals just to give you blood pressure pill. And when you start, you won't stop the diabetic. But this doctor is dealing with your spinal cord first. Do x-ray and all this. Check the pressure in your body. What you're supposed to eat step by step. Guess what? Come and your life will not be the same. She will be with us. She will talk about your spinal cord, what you're supposed to do, and everything gonna be well. Don't miss women. Because after women, you can go and share more with your husband. And things will change. Hallelujah. Is that good? But please, if you are coming, keep time. Win 2 or 3 or 5 or even 10 women. And this also we're going to change. The way my brother is saying we change, that's the time we're going to also start to change our daily living. May God bless you, and I love you all. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, we meet here. You know, we do our monthly meeting here. So 4 o'clock, Saturday women's, and also our regular meeting on Sunday at 5. Do we meet? No, we also meet 4 o'clock, yeah, on Sundays. We meet once a month, and God has been doing good. But please call somebody, encourage a lady to be here at 4 o'clock. May God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Shall we all stand on our feet so that we can conclude this service? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Our Father, we are grateful for giving us an opportunity to come into your house. We thank you, Father, for reminding us that you are in need of us. And regardless of what we are involved in or what we do, that, Lord, you care for us. I thank you, Lord, even for reminding us about how you met Zacchaeus and how, in spite of his abilities to meet with you, you still met with him. Thank you even for the blessedness of having Bishop Kinyanjui with us. We desire, Lord, that we shall even grow up in maturity to serve you even at his age. Father, what manner of love that you've blessed this man, that you've endowed him with a good life and a good age to serve you even in this time that he is serving you. Lord, we thank you even as we meet here at 3. I pray that the service will go on well. We thank you even for the meetings that have been organized by Charles and his friends at the Holiday Inn. I pray that people will be empowered so that they can be able to realize the potential in which you deposited in every one of us. The meetings that we are going to have this coming week, the Bible study and the prayer meeting on Wednesday, we commit them, Lord, to you, that we shall come to your house and seek your face. For there is nothing that is as important. Nothing can compare like when we kneel down and we call upon heaven because you respond. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Bind us together with cords of love that cannot be broken. And now, Lord, I want to declare your blessing over this, your children, that as they step out of this church and go out to work, that they will be protected in the name of Jesus. No sickness will come by them. I pray that their children will be the head and not be the tail in the name of Jesus. I pray that you shall bless the work of their hands in the name of the Lord. I declare that there will be peace in their families. I declare that there's going to be unity among them in the name of Jesus. I declare that the hunger of the Lord shall abide in their families in the name of Jesus. I declare that they will not neglect the coming together of one another. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus. Whatever they touch, Lord, it shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. May you put a hedge of protection round about every single one of them as they drive the streets of Dallas, Texas, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that they will enjoy favor both with you and with men in the name of Jesus. As they work with their colleagues, oh Father, let those colleagues come to know you as a result of them being in that office. In the name of Jesus, disperse us with your blessing. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Now look to your neighbor right now as we declare the words of the grace. And look at them as you smile. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you so much. And we can enjoy a cup of tea at the fellowship area. Thank you so much.
Here in the secret place, your nearness is all I'm waiting for. Here in the quiet place, here in the secret place, my soul waits for you alone. It's like the watchman wait for dawn. And here I